Good afternoon, sir. What's your name, please?
Randall Scott Coover, C-O-O-V-E-R.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Johnson is going to conduct your hearing.
Excuse me, what?
Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, so the next witness will be his.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number, please, for the record?
Sure. Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Scott Coover, C-O-O-V-E-R, 105745.
Okay, Mr. Coover, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Dale Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson, so I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead today, sir.
Okay.
So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you that you were going to have this hearing before this board today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
I'm not sure. I don't understand you, but did I sign up for that board? Is that what you said?
No, sir. You signed a form on February 14th.
Yes, I did. I signed the paper.
All right. So on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Would you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm just representing myself today.
Okay. So you're hearing, at this time, sir, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Mr. Turner is here. He's representing the Department of Correction as well as representing your parole officer, sir. But I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time.
Okay.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Coover, the hearing is going to be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have three allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir? Let me also tell you, sir, let me give you a third option. Because you do have a DR number and a booking number listed on your warrant, I'm going to also give you the option to take the fifth. So you have three options, either it's true, false, or you can take the fifth. The reason that I'm giving the option to take the fifth, sir, is that these proceedings are tape recorded, and at any point, your attorney or the prosecuting attorney can request a copy of this hearing, okay? Okay. The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your possession of large amounts of cash, notebooks possibly containing a drug transaction, and illicit drugs for sale on or about January 8, 2019 in Phoenix, Arizona. Sir, is that true, false, or would you like to take the fifth?
False at this time.
All right. Okay, your second allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your accession, and I believe that's supposed to be possession, of a crystal-like substance that tested positive for methamphetamine on or about January 8, 2019. Sir, is that true, false, or would you like to take the fifth?
False.
Okay. And the third allegation, sir, states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your possession of a brown tar-like substance that tested positive for heroin on or about January 8, 2019 in Phoenix, Arizona. Sir, is that true, false, or would you like to take the fifth?
False.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, being that you stated that allegations 1, 2, and 3 are false, I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Turner, and get some additional information, okay? So, if you just stand by.
Allegation number 1. According to Phoenix Police Report 2019-40212, the following occurred. On 1-8-2019 at 3:44 a.m., the offender was pulled over at 1600 West Thomas Road by Phoenix Police Department Sergeant Collard, number 7482, due to having an outstanding warrant out of Phoenix. The offender was placed under arrest Search of the offender's vehicle was conducted by Officer Shaba, number 118. Inside the vehicle, there were multiple plastic baggies containing aquaquit white crystals believed to be crystal meth, a plastic baggie containing a brown tar-like substance believed to be heroin, $1,008 in cash, a glass pipe, and two notebooks that possibly contained drug transaction records. A drug field test on the crystal substance tested positive for the presence of meth, and the brown substance tested positive for heroin. The offender was later booked into the Maricopa County Jail for one count for possession of dangerous drugs for sale. I believe the next two counts are the same except for the last sentence.
Okay.
Allegation number two states the same. It says the offender was later booked into the Maricopa County Jail for one count for possession of dangerous drugs. Allegation number three states the same, and then continues with the offender was later booked into the Maricopa County Jail for one count for possession of narcotic drugs.
All right, thank you, Mr. Attorney. So, Mr. Cooper, what's not true about those allegations?
Well, that's the reason why I was pulled over is because they said I had an outstanding warrant, a misdemeanor warrant from 2014. That is the same exact charge that I just did the 3 years on. When I went to court on that, that case was dismissed. There was a passenger in my vehicle that I was already arrested and out of my truck and in the police vehicle when all that took place. So I don't know what was in my vehicle.
Alright.
So I did perfect on my parole. I had 9 clean UAs. My parole fees were paid. I was working. I was doing everything. Everything to the exact T that I was supposed to be doing.
Alright. Mr. Colbert.
So that's the reason why I was even pulled over is because I had a misdemeanor warrant out of 2014 on the same case that I already did. So when they pulled me over, they just immediately pulled me out of my truck and put me in the police vehicle. There was a passenger in my vehicle, so I don't know what took place. I wasn't even there.
Okay.
They had already arrested me and took me away.
All right, Mr. Colbert,
uh-huh.
I'm going to give you you'll have a further chance to discuss that when we go to phase two of the hearing. However, right now I'm going to make a motion so that we can move on to phase two.
Okay.
Well, based on the information and warrant number 2019W0062 and information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, I'm going to move to find, as far as allegations 1, 2, and 3 goes, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Cobra was delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about the lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree. Dr. Wright. Just one moment, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Just give me one moment. I'm just doing some paperwork. Okay, Mr. Cobra, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start phase two out by getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to give you an opportunity, Mr. Cole, to present any information you'd like to present to the board that's relevant to this revocation hearing. Then the board's going to go in discussion. We'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, okay?
Okay, I would like to say that my record on parole was perfect.
Okay.
All my fees are paid on time.
Okay.
I was working.
Mr. Colbert,
yes.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to present that information to the board, but I need to get some information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, first, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Turner.
Colbert was released from ADC custody on 6/18/2018. And arrested on 1/8/2019 by Phoenix PD on felony charges possession of dangerous drug times two. He's returned back to ADC custody on 1/22/2019 with a CSED of 3/15/2019. Current convictions, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 3 years. 2014, unlawful imprisonment, 3 years, 9 months. Prior convictions, 1991, commitment A, count one, marijuana violation, 4 years. 1991, Commitment B, count one, theft, 2 years. 1996, misconduct involving weapons, 3 years, 9 months. 2008, Commitment D, count two, theft, means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2008, Commitment D, count three, theft, means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2008, Commitment E, count one, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2008, Commitment F, count one, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. This is his fourth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-1, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. He has no STD information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1995, TR to home arrest released, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 1996, parole release, absconded for 7 months, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2000, TIS release, completed 7 months. His disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, 2001, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2002, theft means of transportation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2014, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. He has a GV score of G3, V4. Status of charges, per the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, the case was returned to Phoenix PD for additional information.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Cooper?
Yeah.
So I see that when you were released from prison, you were approved to reside at 2282 South Buena Vista Drive in Apache Junction. This was the address that you were staying there at the time of your arrest, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it looks like you were employed by Postmates for food delivery service, is that right?
Yes, I was trying to get my CDL back. I have a pacemaker. I have a defibrillator. As of about 1 year ago, they changed the law stating that if you have a defibrillator, which is an ICU, you can no longer get your CDL. You have to have a pacemaker. So I've been in the process of going to the heart doctors to try to get my defibrillator changed. That's why I've had 9 clean UAs, no drug use, no nothing. It's important that I finish up with the heart doctors to get my, you know, I have some issues now, but my pacemaker, the battery's dead, dying. So I am in the process of going to the heart doctors. So that's why I did perfect on my parole this time. I'm done. I've been done. I did perfect on parole, 9 clean UAs, all my fees, everything been paid. I just had a lot of heart doctors appointments.
Okay, so this says you didn't have a lot of programs, that you completed your program in prison.
I completed every program that was offered to me.
Okay.
Every single one that was offered at Touchstone. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I showed like 11 certificates to my parole officer.
All right, so let me see if the board has any additional questions. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Cooper?
Yes.
Who was the passenger in your vehicle?
Who is she? A girl named Amy, which I don't even hardly know. This is all going to get cleared up once
but
I get out.
Why was she in your car?
I was giving her a ride. Wrong thing to do at the wrong time.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
All right. Sir, I see no additional questions coming for the board. We're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing. So anything else you'd like to say to the board before the board goes into a discussion, sir?
No, but I'd like to prove to the board that I'm clean and I'm not doing anything is what I'd like.
Well, how do you do that, sir?
Well, when I get out and take care of these.
All right, sir, the board's going to go into discussion. Now the board's in discussion, Mr. Cooper. I'm going to ask you to remain silent. I need you to stay on the line to listen to the board discussion, okay? We'll get back with you with the board's decision. We'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. The board's now going into discussion. Mr. Cooper is absolutely right. He was doing his programming, and he did submit to his UAs, which were negative, with the one exception that he failed to submit a sample back January 3rd of 2019. But all the rest were negative. It doesn't look like he was doing his program and taking the things that he was doing. However, based on the information that we have in the warrant and information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, as well as the Phoenix Police Department, I cannot overlook the issue. The county attorney's office said that those charges are still pending. They sent back to PD for a further investigation. I don't know what the end result of that's going to be, but based on that information that we have here, and based on the information that Mr. Cooper does have a past drug history, I just don't feel that it would be appropriate to release him on home arrest, absolute discharge. I mean, to release him back out on community supervision. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Additionally, I believe he has a release date of March 15th.
Right. That's coming.
It's not very far away.
Yes.
Less than a month.
Agree.
All right. That's all then. I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Colvin, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Dr. I. Okay, Mr. Colvin?
Yes.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, you do have a release date that we have here of March 15th of 2019, which is, you know, basically less than a month away, sir, that you will be released. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision pending what happens with those charges that you are actually arrested on, sir. So that's going to be the conclusion of your hearing. I do want to thank you, Mr. Cover, for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. Like I said, you will be released on March 15th of 2019. Pending any further charges being brought against you by the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. So thank you for taking the time to appear before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing. Could you please just have the next person come in and put the CO3 on the phone, sir?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.